Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all parties are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, you may press star one on your phone to ask a question. Let me inform all parties that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Alison Garrett. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Dustin. This is Alison Garrett. I am the Public Information Officer for NOAA Fisheries in the Southeast region. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We have some great speakers lined up, and I just want to give you my information right off the bat. I'll repeat it again at the end of this call just in case you have questions or need anything at the end. My number is 727-551-5750, and my email is my name, Alison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, .Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, at NOAA.gov. Today we have several speakers to talk to you. Rachel Sweeney and Lori Rounds are from NOAA. They're going to be making some opening remarks, and then we have other speakers joining us. Nancy Ann Regalado and Ashley Mills from the Department of Interior are also here to answer any questions. So now I'm going to turn it over to Rachel Sweeney.
Thanks, Allison. Thank you all for joining. I'm Rachel Sweeney, NOAA's Deepwater Horizon Program Manager. I work out of the Office of Habitat Restoration in NOAA. Our Deepwater Horizon Restoration Program leads NOAA's work with the other natural resource trustee agencies to restore the Gulf of Mexico after the 2010 BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Today, the federal natural resource trustees working to restore wide-ranging open ocean resources released the final restoration plan. The plan includes 18 projects totaling almost $226 million to help restore fish, sea turtles, marine mammals, and deep-sea coral habitat that were injured by the 2010 oil spill. This represents the largest dedication of natural resource damage assessment funds to restore oceanic marine resources in the Gulf of Mexico to date. The plan includes a comprehensive suite of activities to address some of the injuries to marine resources resulting from the oil spill. These activities will complement ongoing activities across the Gulf and contribute to the restoration of the complex and vital Gulf ecosystem. NOAA led the development of this plan in cooperation with the other federal trustee agencies that form the Open Ocean Trustee Implementation Group. The other federal agencies are the U.S. Department of Interior, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The federal trustees and the trustee agencies for the five Gulf states of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas form six other trustee implementation groups for a total of seven. These groups are working together across the Gulf region to restore injuries from what was the largest offshore oil spill in U.S. history by utilizing funds from an $8.8 billion natural resources damage assessment settlement with BP. We encourage you to visit the trustees' website at gulfspillrestoration.noaa.gov to find out more details all about the natural resources assessment restoration efforts. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Lori Rounds, the Open Ocean Trustee Implementation Group Lead for NOAA, with more details about the final plan released today.
Great. Thank you very much, Rachel. This is Lori Rounds. And as Rachel mentioned, the final plan represents the largest dedication of natural resource damage assessment funds to restore these oceanic marine resources in the Gulf of Mexico to date. The selected projects will develop innovative and voluntary tools for commercial fishermen to reduce the bycatch of fish and for recreational anglers to help more released fish survive. Projects will also identify opportunities to partner with commercial fishermen to reduce the risk of sea turtle bycatch and work with local organizations to protect sea turtle nesting habitat. We will develop and implement tools and techniques to reduce risk to marine mammals from vessel collisions, ocean noise, and human-caused and natural disasters. There are also projects that will increase our understanding of deep-sea coral habitats to improve their management and protection, to remove threats, and to develop new restoration techniques for these rare deep sea coral habitats. Together, these projects will provide voluntary ways to protect and restore marine resources that are based in and supported by science. A draft of this plan was released in May for a 79-day public comment period, during which the trustees received 53 comments that were mostly supportive. Based on this input, the trustees revised three projects to increase opportunities for fishing industry stakeholder engagement during restoration. Needless to say, we're very excited about the work ahead. The Open Ocean trustees are hosting the next opportunity to learn more about this plan and the projects, and that will be at our Open Ocean Trustee Implementation Group's December 12th annual meeting webinar. And you can get more information about how to register for the webinar and on the final plan at our website, that is gulfspillrestoration.noaa.gov. So now I'll hand it back over to Allison.
Thank you, Lori. And I am going to turn it over to our operator, Dustin, who will help give you some information on how to ask questions and give you the opportunity to talk to some of our experts. Dustin?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1, unmute your phone, and record your name clearly. If you need to withdraw your question, press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. It'll take a few moments for the questions to come through. Please stand by. Again, as a reminder, please press star 1 on your phone and record your name if you have a question. One moment, please. We show no questions at this time.
All right, if there are no questions, we can wrap it up. Dustin, you want to give them the instructions one more time just in case we missed somebody?
Again, as a reminder, please press star 1 on your phone and record your name if you have a question. And our first question is from Cliff White. Go ahead, your line is open.
I have a question about the innovative and voluntary tools for commercial fishermen to reduce their bycatch. Can you go into any more detail about what that might look like? Thanks.
Lori, would you take that question, please?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, thank you for the question. We've got several projects related to reducing bycatch. There are two under our fish and water column invertebrate restoration types. So one of them is looking at working with the commercial shrimp trawl fishery in the Gulf of Mexico to identify what we call better bycatch reduction devices. These are devices that the commercial shrimp trawl fishermen use to help reduce the catch of these non-target fish species. So their primary target would be for the shrimp. These help reduce that bycatch of fish while they're fishing. And so that will identify different bycatch reduction devices that are being developed in different parts of the Gulf and in other areas that will help reduce that more than the current set of devices being used in the Gulf of Mexico. So we're very excited to be working with the shrimp fishermen on that project. As another example, we would also be working with the shrimp fishermen to develop other tools that they can use to help to reduce the bycatch of small sea turtles. So looking at some ways that we might be able to improve our enhanced turtle excluder devices to be able to, again, allow for smaller juvenile sea turtles to escape during fishing. Without affecting the ability of the shrimp fishermen to catch the shrimp that they're targeting. So both of those projects are some examples. There are a few other projects as well. But both of those are examples of projects where we reached out to the shrimp fishermen and met with them several times and talked with them about some good opportunities for voluntary ways that we could work with them to be able to both support the shrimp fishery and their target catch while developing a good restoration benefit for these Gulf resources.
Thank you, Lori. Again, this call is for the working news media, and Dustin, can you give some information on how to ask questions?
Again, as a reminder, please press star 1 on your phone and record your name if you have a question. Our next question is from Chris Robbins. Go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. Yeah. First of all, I just want to congratulate the Open Ocean Trustees led by NOAA on the release of this really sort of innovative suite of projects. I think you guys are really expanding the Open Ocean Restoration Toolkit for not only those of us who care about the Gulf, but more broadly globally. My question is this. What is the time frame for implementing the 18 projects contained in the plan? Thanks.
I'll take a shot at that, Chris. This is Rachel Sweeney, and Lori, please follow up as necessary. Chris, I think what we're seeing is we're going to have to see kind of a staged implementation of these projects. It is a suite of 18 very complex projects, and we will not start implementing all of them tomorrow. There's, for some of the projects, is some degree of a little bit more detailed implementation planning. Some of the activities, and Lori can provide more information here, are more long-term, you know, stretching out over, you know, perhaps a decade, and some of the activities are more short-term. So the actual implementation of these activities will be somewhat of a rolling process over the next few years as we get geared up towards developing partnerships and working on other mechanisms to progress with implementation. Lori, anything to add to that?
No, I think that essentially covers it. You know, there, as you mentioned, each project has a different time frame, and some of them will be getting started sooner or fairly soon, but all of them have a little bit of a different timeline. And so definitely more information about each project's duration and timeline is available on the website and within the plan.
Thank you, Lori and Rachel. So we don't have anybody. I don't know if Dustin has anybody else on the queue. This is for working news media only to ask questions of our NOAA experts and Department of Interior. Dustin, you want to give those instructions just in case some reporters are still on the line?
Yes. If you have a question or a comment, please press star 1 on your phone and record your name if you have a question. Our next question is from Cliff White. Go ahead. Your line is open.
Hey, one last question for you. Regarding the human-caused and natural disasters, the human-caused disaster that resulted in the Deepwater Horizon spill, is there anything being done to prevent something like that from happening again, specifically the oil and gas sector and prevention of a situation that kind of caused this whole project to come about? Thanks.
I'll take I think that's really, Cliff, a better question for other federal agencies that are involved in regulating the offshore oil and gas development.
And we'll see if we can find someone, Cliff. I just don't think Lori and Rachel have that insight.
Sure. In the press release, it says that you're going to be implementing developing tools to prevent human-caused natural disasters. What would those be like then? Do you have any examples of those, or is that more of an auxiliary part of this project?
So you might be referring to the Marine Mammal Project. So there is a project to help to develop increased capacities in the Gulf of Mexico to better respond to natural disasters and human-caused disasters, so, for example, oil spills. So you might be looking at that project, reducing impacts to cetaceans during disasters by improving response activities. So that's a great project that is really going to take advantage of working with our marine mammal stranding network, you know, with the Gulf states and with all of the partners involved in being able to respond to really any type of disaster that may impact marine mammals, you know, dolphins and whales in the Gulf of Mexico.
Justin, are there any more questions in the queue at this point?
We show no questions at this time.
Got a few more minutes if anyone wants to follow up with anything. Justin, we'll call you.
And as a reminder, please press star 1 on your phone and record your name if you have a question. One moment, please. And again, if you have a question or a comment, please press star 1 on your phone and record your name if you have a question. Showing no further questions at this time.
Okay, well, I wanted just to say thank you so much to everyone for joining and the questions and for taking a look at the information we sent. If there are more questions, I'm going to give you my contact information again just in case you need to reach out to me separately or something comes up later. It's Allison, Allison.Garrett, Garrett, at NOAA, NOAA.gov. And my phone number is 727-551-5750. It's in the news advisory that you all received. And just wanted to mention one more time that there will be a webinar on December 12th. And for more information on that, you can visit gulfspillrestoration.noaa.gov. Again, thank you all for joining us. Have a great day.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time. Speakers, please allow a moment of silence and stand by for your post-conference.